Did the Apostle Peter use profanity? In the book of Mark, chapter 14, verse 71, after he had been questioned a couple of times, you know, he was questioned, "I think you're one of them." He said, "I am not. I don't know. I think you were with one of his disciples." He said, "I don't know the man." He was questioned again. He said, I vow that I do not know the man." And in Mark chapter 14, this girl comes up to him and says, you seem like one of them from Galilee, you know. And in verse 40, chapter 14 of Mark, in verse 71, he began to curse and swear, "I do not know this man you are talking about." That's from the New American Standard Version. King James Version from Matthew chapter 26, verse 74 reads, "Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man, and immediately the cock crew." You know, earlier in this chapter, Jesus kept saying, "Well, some of you are going to be disappointed in me. Some of you are going to be offended. Some of you are going to leave me." And some of them said, "Oh, no, no, no." And Peter made his overly top statement, "Though all leave you, I will not deny you. I will not leave you. I will die with you. I will go and die with you before I ever deny you or forsake you." Now, our English language, in the English language as we know it today, curse and swear seems to be using like profanity. You would be, but that's not what these words mean. You have to look at the Greek words to get an understanding. The word curse, for instance, is the same word that is used in Galatians chapter 1, verse 9, where Paul said, as we said before, so I say and now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than the one you have received, let him be accursed. That Greek word is anathema. Anathema. Some say, some translations will put it, some definitions are, that it means under a curse. You're under a curse forever. Anathema, cut off from God, under a curse forever. Others say, let him be condemned to hell. He'll be condemned to hell. If you have translation from Galatians 1, verse 9, different translations use that term. The word anathema is used in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22. If anyone does not love the Lord, he is to be accursed. Anathema, cut off. Our Lord will come. Maranatha means our Lord will come. Now that's different from the curse in Galatians chapter 3, verse 10 through 13. It's not the same Greek word. The word in Galatians 3, verse 10 through 13, where accursed is everyone that does not abide by the things in the law, and Christ has become a curse for us, as it is said, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That curse is different. That's a curse that is a person who is condemned to death. He's going to take on the penalty of death right here. He's cursed because this is what is going to happen to him. He's been condemned. The other is cut off from God, anathema, a curse broken off from God and having divine curse come on him. So Peter was in fact, when he said this, now he said he was in fact calling a curse down on himself. Now Paul used that same word when Paul wished, listen to this, and this is Romans chapter 9, verse 3. For I could wish I myself were accursed, anathema. I could wish I was anathema, meaning separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. In other words, Paul was saying, if I could get all the Jewish people here to accept Christ, I would be willing to cut myself off if that would help. But he wasn't bringing a curse. He knew it wouldn't help, but that's how much he loved his fellow countrymen. And then it says he cursed, that is anathema, and then he swore. Okay, now listen to the word swore. The word swore is the same word that is used in Hebrews chapter 6 verses 13 and 14. And here's what it says. And when God made the promise to Abraham, since he could swear. Now, God doesn't curse. God, well, swear doesn't mean taking God's name in vain. Since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and I will surely multiply you. As the a typical swear, a typical oath would be, as the eternal lives, I will do this. As, you know, or some people in the English language, we say, by God, this is true. You know, if I'm, well, they're calling on God. It's a form of an oath. Form of an oath. Now, other translations, you know, you'll see in the Revised Standard Version, here's how it translates Mark chapter 14, verse 71. But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, I do not know the man of whom you speak. Here's from the New International Version, that's the more updated one. It goes like this. He began to call down curses on himself and swore to them, I don't know this man you're talking about. In Mark chapter 14, verse 71, from the Complete Jewish Bible, it goes like this. At this, he began to invoke a curse on himself as he swore, I do not know this man you're talking about. So he anathematized himself. The Greek word is anathematizo. He anathematized. I am cut off from God. And he brought the curse on himself. Now, Peter did not use profanity. That was not his thing. He didn't. It wasn't that he was cursing and cursing them and swearing, you know, damn it and all that. He wasn't saying that. What he was saying was this. Even worse than using profanity. He was saying, I'll be cut off from God and God can condemn me and damn me. And I vow to you, in the name of God, I don't know this man. You can't get any stronger denial of Jesus Christ than that. And this was the man that said, I wouldn't do it. But as soon as he said that great denial, the rooster crowed. And Peter cried. And in Matthew 26, verse 75, Peter remembered the word which Jesus said, before a rooster crows, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly, totally repentant, totally. How could I have done this? Here's the man I said I would die with. Here's the man I would never deny. Here's the man I love so much. And then I denied him. You say, well, why did he do that? Well, you know, Peter just never believed it would happen. You remember, he kept saying, get that out of your head, Lord. This is not going to happen to you. He never really believed, but then when all of a sudden all the armed men and the police and the SWAT team and all that show up, oh my, this is really so. And now they're looking for, you know, and then he got panicked, he got fearful, and he caved in. You and I, from the time of your conversion and the time of mine, I would never have ever thought of denying Christ in such a vehement way. From the time you were baptized and converted, I am sure none of you have ever, ever thought of denying Christ in this way. And you would wonder, to deny Christ with such vehemence, calling a curse on yourself and then taking a vow that you don't know him, could that be forgiven? Yes. Yes. And nothing that you've done would ever be as serious as that. Not yet. Yet Jesus Christ, through God's love, forgave Peter. And you know, later, what did Peter do? He was happy to be beaten for the name of Christ. I will not stop preaching in this name. You can beat me. You can kill me. He learned a great lesson. Sometimes our worst moments are our greatest lessons. It's really a life-changing moment. And it was for the Apostle Peter. If God can forgive him, God can forgive you of everything. And you're going to hear in our special music later on, I think you're playing Grace Greater Than All Our Sins. Pay attention to the words.